It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The New Mexico Department of Health's Public Health Division will be providing drive-through COVID-19 coronavirus screenings today in Las Cruces at the Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine at 3501 Arrowhead Drive from 9 this morning until 1 this afternoon or until supplies last. Priority screening will be provided for people experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 infection, fever, cough, or shortness of breath, and for people who have traveled from Europe, including Italy, China, Iran, South Korea, Japan, Seattle, New York City, San Francisco, and Portland. The department requests a limit of 2 people per vehicle to avoid unnecessary risk for viral spread, and the department says no insurance is required for screening. The health department stresses that those without symptoms of COVID-19 infection do not need testing for the coronavirus. Medical experts say social distancing, staying 6 feet or so away from each other, is key to stopping the spread of COVID-19. But that can be a challenge, especially on the Texas-Mexico border and in large Latino communities where cultural norms include greetings that go well beyond a handshake. Shortly before the U.S. and Mexico closed the border to non-essential crossings last week, Angelo Cocherga from KTEP in El Paso went there to see if families were following the experts' advice.
In South El Paso, 7 members of the Trejo family get ready to part ways near an international bridge. Some will stay on the El Paso side of the border. Others will head back to Juarez, Mexico, after enjoying a visit. 15-year-old Ruby Lerma Trejo tells us who's there.
You have your mom, is that your...
Yeah, my mom, my grandma, and my tia, and my little cousins, and my 2 sisters.
They've been conscientious about hand washing and using hand sanitizer, but when it comes time to say goodbye, there's hugging. 65-year-old grandmother Blanca Trejo said in the middle of an embrace, she thought, oh no, we should have done the little elbow bump. That's something the family planned but forgot to do. On the border, people greet each other not only with a handshake, but also a hug, abrazo, and some kiss on the cheek, which is customary in Mexico and other parts of Latin America.
If we're really going to reduce the risk of this epidemic from spreading in our community, we're going to have to learn how not to do that.
Ogechica Alozi, an infectious disease specialist in El Paso and chief medical officer at Delso Medical Center, acknowledges changing cultural norms is not easy.
It's something that we're going to have to work on, something that we're going to continually have to remind our community, our friends, our families, our children. I have 2 children.
Limiting gatherings to the recommended 10 or fewer people will also be hard for border residents with large extended families and ties that bind on both sides of the border.
Tenemos nuestras precauciones, pero tampoco entrar en pánico y así, ¿verdad? O sea, todo normal.
Juarez resident Lucia Cardosa said her family is taking precautions, but not panicking. She was visiting El Paso with her 76-year-old father.
Lavarse las manos. Nada de beso, dicen que nada de beso.
Silvestre Cardosa said, we have to continue living life as it is. His advice, wash your hands and no kissing. Plenty of older residents did not heed the other advice from health authorities to avoid public places.
No.
Miguel Hernandez scoffed at that idea. The retired maintenance worker who lives in Juarez said he was relying on his faith to protect him. He offered a handshake, insisting he will not do an elbow bump. Hernandez says he gets that cough every winter. He did not cover the cough either. Early in the day, he lined up with other pedestrians waiting to cross the border into the U.S. Americans arriving from Europe have complained they were stuck in lines at crowded airports before going through U.S. customs. That's common during peak hours at busy border crossings every day. El Paso father Kevin Alemán was headed across the border to Juarez with his 3-year-old daughter, who was munching on M&Ms, to visit the girl's mother, something they do up to 3 times a week.
I carry a hand sanitizer in her backpack all the time, just in case of anything.
He's not concerned about COVID-19, but others, like 87-year-old Leonardo Alvarado, are worried about what he calls a dangerous virus. He's a singer-songwriter and goes by the name Gavilán Norteño.
Artista internacional. Te califico como Lucha Villa y Lola Beltrán.
Alvarado belted out one of his songs near the International Bridge in El Paso before heading home to Juarez. He said he's considering composing a corrido or folk song about COVID-19.
Todo mundo no creía, pues tremenda situación.
In El Paso, I'm Angela Quicherga.
La reina de la canción.